What do we want on Monday then? Monday was...
Wednesday will be.
Monday was yesterday. Wednesday's tomorrow.
If somebody came on Sunday, the last Sunday, if he came a week earlier, you'd say he came here Sunday...
Sunday before last.
Would there be any other way of saying that?
What you mean, 2 weeks from?
Or just things a week
last time. Sunday, yeah.
And then Sunday. And
before last would be further back.
And then if you were in the future, you might be saying next
Sunday. Next Sunday.
And then?
2 Sundays from now.
If somebody stayed about 2 weeks, you might say they stayed about...
Well, a couple of weeks.
Would you ever use a fortnight?
Very seldom.
Did you ever hear that used?
Yeah.
A long time ago?
Especially, and they say it more, and I think in England.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's true. Would you ever hear that used around Jacksonville at all?
I don't remember. Some people may use it, but you know, I don't.
Mm-hmm. What would you call that?
Oh, the band, the wristwatch, the band?
What time is it now?
Well, it's 5 after, what is that, 1, 10 minutes after 1?
Just about. 10 after 1?
Yeah.
What time would it be in 5 minutes?
It'd be 15 minutes past or a quarter past.
Mm-hmm. And in 20 minutes it'll be?
In 20 minutes after it'd be, oh, wait now, what do we have? 20 minutes would be 30.
Mm-hmm. Or could you say that another way?
A half past? Mm-hmm. Yeah.
15 minutes after that would be?
After the 30 would be a quarter to.
And if you were going to say it, how would be different ways you could say that? Quarter till or?
15 minutes, would be 1:45 or 15 minutes to 2.
Mm-hmm. If you've been doing something for a long time, you might say, I've been doing that for quite
a while.
You might say the farmers got a pretty good crop last year, but they're not going to get such a good one
this year.
If a child has just had his third birthday, you say he is
3 years old.
If something happened on this day last year, you'd say it happened exactly?
3 years ago.
You look up at the sky and say, I don't like the looks of those black
clouds.
Or if you look up in the sky and say, there are no clouds around.
Not a clear day.
What would be the opposite kind of day?
Oh, for a cloudy day?
Mm-hmm.
Would be a sunny day.
If it's been fair and the clouds come and you expect a rain or snow in a little while, you say the weather is...
bad.
When things are going to be different, when you can tell that it's been cold for a while and it's beginning to get warm.
And I can feel the difference. I can feel it.
And you might say the weather is...
changing.
If it's been cloudy and the clouds pull away and the sun comes out, you'd say the weather is...
changing. It's clearing.
If you have a lot of rain that comes down all at once, you'd say you have a...
cloudburst.
What would you call a storm that has thunder and lightning?
Thunderstorm.
Mm-hmm.